The 2009 Retro Prague Rally of Vintage Automobiles set out Thursday on the occasion of its 10th anniversary jubilee. The first leg was just the thing for romantic old-timers, a nighttime drive around Prague's historic center in which almost five dozen vehicles took part, some of which were truly ancient indeed. I spoke with the rally's organizer, Ladislav Pokosta, who is in Příbram awaiting the arrival of the next leg, which will be crawling into town at 20 to 40 kilometers per hour.
We are now waiting for the cars on the Příbram main square, and the car should be here within about half an hour. So we have a starting list about 57 cars, production year up to 1970.
Okay, are there any real rarities among the cars?
No, there is a unique Rolls-Royce, what is very old, and there is also one American Cord.
And how old are the oldest cars in the rally?
1909 is a Mark RAF. Doesn't exist, this company, now.
You've been holding this event for 10 years now. Can
yes,
you tell
we have a 10 years anniversary of this rally. If we can to call a rally, because it's not a rally for a speed. It's a rally for the regulation, regulate time. Yeah.
Can you explain that a bit?
It means that the car on the starting point has some starting time. And before that, the crew is able to choose his average speed. Let's say that some crews will choose 20 kilometers per hour. He must calculate his time from point start to the point finish. If he will come there earlier, it means that he will receive some penalty points. And if he will come later, it is the same. The winner is who has minimum penalty points.
Okay, and what does the winner receive?
Winner received the cup for his category and some small souvenirs and such a thing. No money, just only the cup. First place, second place, and third place in each category.
If you've been organizing this for 10 years, I'd say you must have a strong fan base. Do you feel like there are a lot of vintage car enthusiasts in the Czech Republic?
Yes, I think in this country, slowly starting that the people are very happy to see the cars. But, you know, our event is only one in Czech Republic on level A, what is particularly top. And such a release in the whole world is this year only 22. It means we are one of these 22, but only one in Czech Republic.
How does the nationality of the contestants break down?
No.
Do you have a lot of foreigners?
Yes. No. The majority is the Czech crews, and we have here five crew from another country.
Do any of the cars ever break down on the way during the rally?
Up to now, we had one car had some technical problem. It means that he didn't come to the finish. So probably instead of 57, we will see here in Příbram town only 56 cars.
And what kind of car was the one that broke down?
It was Fiat, old Fiat from 1922.
That was Ladislav Pakosta, organizer of the Retro Prague 2000.